and this is...
Oh, it's Party Wolf John Hambo McGuire.
And this is Muay Thai TV episode number 33 in 360, wow. I think.
Try it at home. Try to wiggle your phones or wiggle your TVs.
Wiggle your TV. Maybe if you like wiggle the iPad. No, don't wiggle anything. We're not wiggling anything. We are just go. We have no idea how much time is left on this thing or how long it takes to record.
This is actually a casual Monday episode. We weren't planning on shooting one tonight, and here we are.
So we have no cocktails. We're both doing Pellegrino.
Pellegrino.
Because damn sorry. I love my Orangina.
You love your Pellegrino. Me, I'm already slightly buzzed because I've been putting together baby furniture for the last few hours.
We've been building flat packs for the last 4 or 5 hours.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the reigning, defending, undisputed champion of flat packs.
You guys might not know this, but Hambone, 3 years ago, was invited to Scandinavia to partake in the IKEA Flat Pack Olympics.
All true. You can Google it.
He got bronze. It was amazing. He was not blonde enough to get gold, people.
I was also pretty blitzed.
Blonde enough to get gold. This man, I mean, if you see, he's kind of broken right now. This thing, I don't know what this is, but it's kind of like hanging sideways. Well, it's more emo, like curl.
Well, let's talk about how I wasn't planning on leaving the house today, but my good buddy George needed a hand, and I came running over. This is sexy as fuck, second day hair.
I think you're beautiful. I think you're awesome. Allison, you're on. Are we in 360? I have no idea. Whatever. What are we going to talk today about, Hambone?
Today is our unboxing episode. We've got a lot of boxes to open up. We're also going to talk about the recent House of Hardcore event we went to. We're also going to talk about Payback, which is surprisingly an awesome pay-per-view.
I don't even want to talk about Payback. I'm so sick of Payback already. I want to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Let's talk about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which is coming out next week.
Yes.
And I want to talk about how New York Comic Con actually managed to take their hard, impossible ticket buying experience and make it even harder.
Every year, guys. Every year.
So we are obviously not in our usual attire. I happen to be in the Porka Lounge.
No 360.
Boom. Are we just like super wide?
We're like in a Missy Elliott video with this fisheye thing going on.
I wonder if like, I don't know, is there a way for I can then make it 360?
Well, he's wearing his Porka Lounge t-shirt that I brought him back from my all-time favorite tiki bar, the Porka Lounge. I'm wearing my Diamond Dallas Page Diamond Club t-shirt from when I went to do yoga with DDP yesterday, which was awesome.
I'm so sad. Can you talk to us more about DDP yoga?
DDP yoga has absolutely changed my life. I was a lot heavier last year. I could barely squat down on the ground to pick anything up. I had no flexibility. I woke up with back pain every single day. I've been doing it 3 to 4 days a week for the last year, and I feel great. I feel absolutely great. It's a great way to keep my anxiety in check. It's a great way to keep me rocking and rolling and running around like a wild man, as I've been known to do.
I'm not going to touch the 360 thing.
Don't touch the 360
thing. You're just going to look at us at an incredibly wide angle, because why not?
Yeah. Like it's,
it makes us look slim, right?
I think.
Wide angle lenses make everyone look slim.
We should shoot every video with this lens.
Every lens. So you did yoga with a...
I actually did yoga with Diamond Dallas
with
Page.
With a true WrestleMania Hall of Famer.
With a three-time champion Hall of Famer, Diamond Dallas Page.
What is yoga like with Diamond Dallas Page?
It's a lot faster and more upbeat than your normal yoga, which is great. Yeah, he started out as yoga for regular guys. He really created the program for wounded veterans, firefighters, police officers. But then it kind of caught on. Everyone started using it. I'm using it. Jen's using it. We're having a blast with it.
Are you more flexible?
I'm much more flexible.
Right now, can you get your leg above your head?
I think I can.
Do it.
All right, hold on. Let's see if I can.
You really got to take your shoes off to put your head above your head.
Hold on a second. Also, let me take the knife out of my pocket. Back on the Leatherman, folks.
So this is actually good that we're doing the ultra wide angle. No, I think I'd be. Oh, you're going up.
Oh, I was going up.
Well, you can do it on there. GoPros can get it.
Here, I can do it. I can do it here.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of up. Ladies, this man is on the market. And
how you doing?
He can put his legs above his head.
I can put my leg above my head.
Which is impressive, I think, at least.
Well, I can.
I can't get my legs above my head.
You know, I usually do this party trick where I actually stand on one leg and lift the leg fully above my head. But with the camera, the wide lens, y'all take my word for it.
So, let's unbox something. Yes. We're going to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy first. Unbox Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right.
So this is this month's Marvel Collector Cards.
Groot!
We don't have a cocktail. We apologize. We're not prepared at all. We just felt you needed a bonus episode and we needed to recover from flat packed building. What do we got here today?
So, first off, the enamel pin is Gamora, which is pretty cool.
Who is Gamora?
Gamora is Zoe Saldana's character in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Lady?
The green chick.
Yeah.
The patch is Star-Lord, which is awesome. I have to say, the Marvel Collector Core patches, they really do a great job with them.
They're not just bad advertising?
They're not just bad advertising.
You gotta like lift the box into your lap, because we've got this awesome view of it. Well, but it's gotta be in your lap.
You want it in my lap?
You need it in your lap. You really do.
put this whole box in my lap. All right, so you have the standard thing that comes with everyone, which explains what everything is.
You can, like, see into your lap.
The comic is a secret empire with Baby Groot and Rocket Raccoon dancing, which is adorable.
That is absolutely adorable, people.
Speaking of adorable, Dorb's Rides this month is the Milano with Star-Lord.
What is that?
It's, you know, the little Dorbs characters that Funko does.
So these are, like, really, really super cute. We're just going to put these all over my kids'
room. We're just going to put them all over your kids'
room. Yes, amazing. So we have Dorbs.
The t-shirt this month is a Guardians of the Galaxy full team t-shirt.
Rip that bad boy
open. Ripping that bad boy open right now. This is actually a pretty sweet t-shirt. I do like the Funko Pop t-shirts. That's pretty cool. Looks like the poster.
I just wish they weren't Pops.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I just could use
some
real
Star
Marvel.
Wars Funko box isn't always Pops.
It's not
t-shirts.
Always Pops. We're going to start, like, moving this stuff down here because I'm going to have no room.
Now,
what Pop do we have today?
Oh, this is awesome. It's Rocket Raccoon with little baby Groot.
Oh, Rocket Raccoon and little baby Groot.
Your kid is going to have so many Pop figures.
I got so many Pop figures.
In the room. I'm super psyched for this movie. I'm going to be seeing it on Thursday night. It's supposed to be a darker version of the Guardians of the Galaxy. I guess this is going to be their empire, which is awesome.
I'm excited. The reviews are pretty good so far. I'm hearing it's not as good as the first one, but I think that's to be expected.
First one's lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
First one was a very, very fun adventure. Up until episode 7 came out, I was kind of like, this is the Star Wars movie I've wanted since Star Wars. So I'm pretty psyched on it. I think the characters are great.
I was never a big Guardians of the Galaxy fan. The movie turned me. I was a fan of the Guardians of the Galaxy from, like, 91 or...
Me too.
The New Mutants era.
With, like, Vance Astrovic.
Yeah, back when the New Warriors were cool, too.
And that's kind of what I was disappointed about when I first saw it, because I was like, all right, so the Guardians of the Galaxy I love, none of the characters are in the movie.
And these are, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy from, like, our parents' era.
From our parents' era, yeah.
Which is so strange.
The Silver Age.
But I'm excited. It's going to kick off the whole... Basically, kick off the Thanos thing, I think.
I think, yeah, this is going to lead into the Avengers movies.
So we're going on Saturday, I believe. Saturday awesome. Or Sunday, I'm not sure.
You're going to the theater with the comfy chairs?
We're going to Carousotes.
Treat yourself.
So excited. Any other superhero movies you're excited for this year? Thor is coming out soon, too.
I am shit excited for Thor. Thor, new movie directed by the director of What We Do in the Shadows. If you have not seen What We Do in the Shadows, turn our show off right now and go watch it. It is one of the best movies to come out last year.
I thought it was okay. I was a little. I might not have been drunk enough when I watched it.
That is a go-to movie. You don't need to be drunk. It's delightful.
I liked it. I just thought it wasn't. I don't know. I thought it'd be more like Best in Show.
Yeah, I would say that it's very like a Christopher Guest movie, but with vampires and werewolves. After Thor is done, he is going to make another movie about the werewolf side of the story.
Is it true Loki might not be coming back after this movie?
I don't know. I haven't heard that. He's very much. It looks like he's very much in the new Thor movie.
Because he's also a very good actor.
Yeah, he's in demand.
So what else are we going to open?
Next, we're going to open our first wrestling box.
So this is... So I'm clearly... Just so everybody knows, I'm addicted to boxes. We've realized that
I have
a problem with boxes. I like to be surprised every month and get presents. It's kind of like my addiction to, like, blind packs back when I used to collect toys.
Yep.
And now it's like, I get boxes all the time.
Now you get boxes all the time. So this is the Pro Wrestling Crate from Pro Wrestling Tees. Pro Wrestling Tees is a company that makes... t-shirts of other wrestlers, not just the major federations. And I think that's pretty cool. So you get some really interesting stuff in this box that might not be fully WWE oriented.
So this month's theme is animals.
All right.
It has a spoiler thing right here. So
right.
I won't do that. I'm not looking. Go away, spoiler thing.
But they saw it.
So the first thing in here is glasses. Do you know whose these are?
Oh, wait. Is that...
Go.
Greg the Hammer Valentine?
No. Keep going. Whose glasses are these?
Jimmy Hart.
Nope, keep going.
I'm going blank, man.
Bird.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Coco Beware?
Coco Beware glasses.
No shit.
Put them on, let's see what you look like. Okay.
Like Coco Beware.
So,
just like Coco Beware. Not really.
I think this is like, we had, I don't know why. I don't know why.
What the hell is that?
I think it's like one of those like.
Oh, wait a second. It's a Jake the Snake bag.
Oh, it's upside down.
Yeah.
It's upside down.
It took me a second too, guys. And we're not drunk tonight.
Yeah, you've been drinking for hours,
I've been at it for a little bit.
I will never actually use this.
No.
I always find these weird, like I don't know. I don't know what you do with these.
Maybe a good D&D bag for
it's
your
books. It's cute. It's cute. Okay, get excited.
I'm excited.
This was my favorite wrestler like 10 years ago. Sharkboy 316.
Oh my God.
Bottle opener.
It's a bottle opener, folks.
It's a bottle opener. I don't know why people would want to watch this episode.
But we're having fun.
We're just going to open boxes. So, Sharkboy, was in TNA.
Yes, he was.
His gimmick was he was a shark.
Out of water.
This was awesome.
That is awesome.
Then we've got Matt Jackson from the Young Bucks, little baby figure.
Oh, that's cute.
Because baby
Young
figures.
Young Bucks know how to get paid, guys. Young Bucks know how to get paid.
They, you know, they've got a deal with Hot Topic right now.
Did they really?
Yes, they did.
Well, good for them. Good for you guys.
Horseman Forever. I think it's the Four Horsemen pin.
Okay, that's cool. That's yeah. That look on your denim jacket.
We got a George the Animal Steel shoot interview.
Oh.
Get it? Animals?
Because he's an animal.
He's still alive, right?
No.
When did he die?
I think he died like recently? A while back, yeah.
I don't know. What is it?
A rhino shirt.
I think
gore.
It's a rhino shirt.
I think it's a rhino shirt. It appears to be a rhino, and it says gore, gore, gore. We're going with a rhino shirt,
we're going
folks.
With a rhino shirt. And then there's one last thing in here. So Pro Wrestling Tees makes, like, all the cool t-shirts for everybody who's not a WWE wrestler.
Exactly.
I figured I'd try their Pro Wrestling trait because their shirts are cool. I figured for, like, $20 a month, at least I get a cool shirt.
And what is that?
Oh, they give one autograph Stein thing. I don't know what it is, so I'm going to let you tell me what it is. What is it?
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Signed?
Signed.
That is pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. And that's a good segue for what we're going to talk about going to House of Hardcore.
We went to House of Hardcore last week.
It was awesome. I'm not taking these off, by the way.
In Philadelphia, we were, I wanted to see the Hardy Boys. They were supposedly, this is going to be their last time they're performing an independent scene since signing to WWE.
Yep.
And premiering at WrestleMania. And I was super stoked to see them.
Word on the street was they were not going to be able to wrestle.
It wasn't even word on the street. We got Flow Slam the night before, and they were not on there. They
not
did
allowed to wrestle.
Weird schmoz saying they weren't allowed to wrestle. So I was going into ECW Arena on Saturday very sad. Very low expectations.
Very low expectations.
Sad face.
But we got
sad
there
face.
Early. There was a pro wrestling memorabilia and autograph show where they had everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $30 to get in, so we weren't going to go to that. That being said, a buddy of mine got down a little early, and she gave me a hot tip and said, hey, everyone's still here signing. They're not charging to get in. I just met the Hardy Boys. So we went down there, and everyone was there. Ricky Steamboat was there. Sergeant Slaughter was there. Bubba Ray was there.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan was somewhere in the corner. Pentagon. What's
I don't know.
Everybody. But we met the Hardy Boys, which was friggin' awesome.
We met the Hardy Boys, and then we saw what might be the best independent wrestling show I've ever been to.
I'm going to go on record and say it's probably, we can't top it. Like Comic-Con last year, I don't think we could top this.
No. We saw Matt Hardy actually, like, the Hardy Boys fight Bubba Ray Dudley and Tommy Dreamer.
And the Spirit Squad.
And the Spirit Squad. We saw this amazing Pentagon Jr. versus Sammy Callahan match.
Which was the way to close out a show. It was bar none. I mean, don't get us wrong. The Hardy Boys thing was amazing. The match, everything that went on, all the promos that were cut were amazing. But it was not the way to end the show. And they ended it strong. Pentagon, Dark, and Sam Callahan.
What I loved about it was that it had the spirit of the old ECW, the Extreme Championship Wrestling.
Yeah.
But there was no blood. There was no overt use of tables. There was, but it wasn't like every match had to end in barbed wire
Sandman
disaster. Sandman came out. He was kind of using a kendo stick as a crutch because he could barely walk.
It's cool, man. You know, his music hit and the entire crowd was on their feet. Everybody was singing along.
I was very happy.
Ricky Steamboat came out and one of the young upstart wrestlers started mouthing off to him and Ricky Steamboat cleared a ring.
I got a blood blister with the flat packs.
I know.
I'm like, I don't know whether to pop it or just like leave it alone.
No blisters.
It's like, champ. It's pretty ugly. Anyhow, that's about as hardcore as I get.
That's about as hardcore as he gets.
We flat pack.
We flat pack.
Like nobody's business. We'll be flat packing until that room is done.
We're getting that room done, folks.
We have learned names like Poang and Schlomwang.
Schlomwang.
And I can't pronounce any more IKEA names, but I am like the IKEA king now.
You are the IKEA king now.
So, you think we should unbox another box?
Yeah, you know, let's talk about
Tiki Mugs!
Tiki Mugs.
So, we went to, I say so a lot, don't I? My hair is like all over the place.
The one thing I can't stand about these, there's so many little peanuts in
there.
There's
peanuts everywhere. But we went to the Yachtsman again this last week at Philly.
A blast at the Yachtsman.
We got to see our friend, great friend Greg Gethard perform, the day before his huge performance as financial guru, what's his name?
Greg Gethard.
But does he have like a name? Is it a nomenclature? We just don't know what it is.
It's Greg Gethard.
Greg Gethard doing financial advice. He had a sellout show last Saturday. This coming Saturday, I believe, it was last Friday. Saturday, he has another show going on in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You need to be there. Look up Gregory Gethard, Greg Gethard, 2 G's, get hard. He is the best comedian going today.
It's a great stage name that's actually built right into his...
Yeah, he will teach you how to balance your checkbook. He will teach you how to manage your money. He will teach you how to create a fund in the Cayman Islands. If you need to, like, launder some cash, he'll teach you how.
He's your guy.
Guys, Greg Gethard, find him, financial guru extraordinaire.
You can't go wrong with a show. It's going to be
Philadelphia
a blast.
Philadelphia comedian, go. In the meantime, what we got from Mug Crate?
2 awesome swizzle sticks here. One for Ohana and one with a little very sexy tiki girl on here. Hold on, I can't see it under my cocoa weaver. From the High Roller Tiki Lounge. I'm still not taking the glasses off, folks.
David Gossman, thank you for joining us. I can live without watching X-Files. That last season hurt.
We got 2 sweet stickers here. We got Tiki, and we got another sexy girl. We got some Tiki trading cards.
I think most of these just say what the stuff in the box is. Yeah, you do not need to go into detail.
But there's recipes here. We got recipes. For a volcano dip.
If we ever actually make...
Well, I have another recipe ready for next week. So I love the little odds and ends that come in the Mug Crate.
There is no Ricky the Dragon Steamboat autographed anything in that.
It can't always be Ricky the Dragon. Yay. Oh, this is pretty cool. It's a Mug Crate highball glass, which is pretty cool. Let me get it out of the plastic. Oh, I love that. That's great.
That's beautiful. I'm a big fan of Mai Tai glasses.
It's a good Mai Tai glass.
Mai Tai glass.
That's the kind of Mai Tai glass. If I fill it up, I get George really drunk.
This is so you have to like go deep diving in peanuts right now.
Yeah, I'm deep diving in peanuts. Right, we have our... Oh, cool. It is a macadamia nut raw honey. Oh, that's going to be good. Grab that.
Is it like... Okay. I thought... Oh, wait. There is a tiki god on it, which is pretty cool.
I can't see much on these glasses, but I'm not taking them off, folks.
Can you please not get the peanuts everywhere?
Dude, I'm trying. Oh, dude, this is cool. It's a Navy Grog ice cone maker.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's like one of those upside down with a stick type ice pops things.
Yeah, and you just, that's the ice for your drink for a Navy Grog.
Do you know how to make a Navy Grog?
I haven't made one yet. I was thinking about making one later on this summer for the show.
Do you know who the devil is?
The man who invented these fucking
the
peanuts.
The man who invented packing peanuts.
God damn it. Here, open this. I'm trying to put Lucifer back in the cage. Don't rub it on me. God, George.
So I'm opening up the last thing, and this is a really cool volcano mug.
Oh, that's cool. It's
aloha.
Fuck. That's awesome.
I think this is actually meant for us because it actually says aloha on the back.
It does say aloha on the back. All right.
That is fantastic. So, next big topic.
Yes.
New York Comic Con tickets went on sale this week.
Oh my God, I'm listening. I'm just making sure.
So last week, if you had heard the mess that was New York Comic Con, they basically opened a pre-registration so everybody can go in who wants tickets and pre-register. If you didn't pre-register, you couldn't get tickets. They're trying to fight scalpers.
And I get that and I appreciate that.
But it is a mess.
But they make it hard for the fans to actually buy tickets to the thing they want to go to and look forward to all year.
This year they had pre-orders open up. They did pre-orders for last year's people, which again, very sweet in theory, but nobody understood what that meant. And we lucked out. We got tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Friday in October.
We're going to Friday. We're going to film our next New York Comic Con episode on Friday.
We got rejected for passes. They said Mai Tai TV was not of the quality and caliber.
Right here, guys.
To be given press passes to New York Comic Con.
Come on.
Yep.
People with blogs get press passes. We've done 33 episodes.
Re-ejected, to quote the great Rancid. Are you excited for Comic Con?
Excited for Comic Con. I don't know what I'm wearing this year. Since I'm only going one day, I'm definitely going in costume.
So you're going in costume?
I think I'm going in costume.
I think I might be Bray Wyatt.
You should be Bray Wyatt.
I just need to gain like another like 20 pounds or
so. Bro, we can get you some protein.
We could do it. We could do it. I could be Bray Wyatt for Halloween.
Yeah, all carb diet.
I mean, that's the only way to go. Let me give us some love. What awesome stuff did you do this week?
Well, I did DDP yoga, which was pretty incredible. We watched The Blob on an outdoor TV.
I had never seen The Blob before.
It is one of the most underrated 80s horror movies ever. I would dare say it's probably the best 80s horror movie from soup to nuts.
I had never seen it. I'm a huge fan of The Burbs.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of movies like these. The Blob was incredible. Is there, there's also a 60s version. Hambone 2.0 was raving about that one. Have you ever seen that one?
Yeah, it's great. It's definitely great. It's not a party film. It's not a film where you can sit outside with your friends, drink some beers, eat some pizza, and have a good laugh.
A lot of children die in The Blob.
All right, so Frank Darabont's not he wrote the screenplay for this version of The Blob. He is not shy about killing kids, Frank Darabont.
Yeah, no problem at
all.
Have
you seen The Mist?
The Mist is one of my favorite modern horror movies by Stephen King.
Yeah.
Fantastic book.
And I feel like that's why, like, when I saw The Mist, and I didn't even know when I saw The Mist that Darabont did it, but Darabont does Stephen King, like, really well.
Yeah, I highly recommend The Blob. It's kind of hokey, it's kind of cheesy, but it holds up. Whole movie's great. It's like gore, but fun gore. Not too bad.
Fun gore.
Really, really fun.
Really fun.
Really fun.
Really fun. And Kevin Dillon's in it as the local dirtbag with a heart of gold. So I definitely recommend you check it out. You can find it on any streaming service right now. Might have to pay for it, though.
Matt Gore, I've already been Deadpool. I'm not doing Deadpool again. I've realized that spandex and my genitalia don't go well together. And I just don't want to, like, entice women and stuff anymore. So no more Deadpool.
He's a married man.
Yeah, yeah. I can't do Deadpool anymore. I will be doing something a little more. I bought some white jeans.
There you go.
Might do Bray Wyatt Hawaiian version.
Right on.
Speaking of Hawaiian, I am showing off my wonderful new cabana shorts, courtesy of Tiki Swag.
Tiki Swag.
I think these are how I'm going to go all summer.
I think so. I think part of my move for this summer is going to be fun shorts like that with more solid Cuban-style shirts.
I found that, like, these are just long enough that you cannot see up my shorts.
There you go.
On camera.
Good for you.
It was like a nice little, like,
yeah.
You know, it's all good. Not like that one episode where we were bad.
Everything.
That I had to put in the
felt
blur.
The breeze and the...
It was really, really bad.
I had to go real
so we got
long.
One last box unboxed.
All right. So...
Unbox it.
I want to talk about Payback last night because Alexa Bliss killed it last night and actually came out and did a great promo tonight on Raw. I was very pleased with the off-pay-per-view that is Payback. I will say that. I will also say that I would never want to see the House of Horrors match again. That was... Hot garbage.
That was pretty hot garbage. I really thought last night was a good pay-per-view. I enjoyed the women's match. I enjoyed the cruiserweight match. I enjoyed, I think, Kevin Owens versus Jericho. I really enjoyed Payback. I'm excited for tonight. Right now, we're going to wrap this show up quick because we want to get to wrestling. This is the most un-Tiki show ever. What do we got here, Ham? What is this, first of all, that you're unboxing?
I think it's a Finn Balor t-shirt.
No, but what are you unboxing?
It is a WWE... Slam Crate, powered by Loot Crate.
We love Loot Crate.
We love Loot Crate.
You know we don't actually get paid for any of this stuff.
Jordan
like, we
actually
have
pays
no
for
sponsor.
This all himself.
Yeah.
It's a Finn Balor t-shirt. It's a pretty interesting... It almost looks like a Mike Mignola.
Kind Hellboy. Of, from Hellboy.
All right.
I'd wear this.
You have a Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
It's a figure. He
Is it
looks
metal?
Like, I don't know. It looks like Walter White, though. Check it out.
That does look more like Walter White than Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You have...
WM Slam Stars is a new collectible figure series created by fans for fans. A debut collection designed by Brian Beatty of the Creation Crib celebrates the iconic WWE Stars of Attitude Era. Yeah.
Now. So they give you a book in here, Volume 1, Masters of the Mic, which is kind of a smaller version of the WWE encyclopedia that you bought.
Which is fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, this actually does look a lot like that.
That is pretty fun. It looks like they give you a catalog of what comes in here, including the next...
Ah, your woman.
I know, my girlfriend, Alexa Bliss. She doesn't know it yet. She kicked my ass totally. 5 feet of fury, that gal. Next one's going to be Triple H with a sledgehammer.
Ah.
The pin this month is... Oh! Look at this. That's where the Universal title is, folks.
And we have a... Like, I would never hang that up, but we got a Team
Bring
It
poster.
We're Team Bring It. We're big Rock fans. We're going to watch the Fast and the Furious 7.
So, this is where the Universal Championship is.
Yes.
It's in your box because it hasn't been seen on TV in weeks.
That is kind of gaudy.
So, this is a WWE pint glass with a microphone on it.
Oh, they've really, they're just like, yeah.
Is that the Enzo mic or the regular
mic? I think it's the Enzo mic. Well, I got a nice t-shirt.
You did get a nice t-shirt.
I got a nice t-shirt.
I got these sweet Cocoa Beware glasses.
Yeah.
I'm not taking them off.
So, do you have anything else for us, Hambone?
Not much,
man. Do you have
anything
else to unbox?
We've unboxed like 4 boxes. I think we're all boxed out.
We have nothing else to unbox.
There is nothing left in my box.
We just want to share our love with you, the fans. It's been a great year and a half.
Oh my God, yeah, dude. 33 episodes.
33 episodes. We are here to listen to you. Whatever you want us to talk about, we will talk about on a future episode. Because right now, we need to go watch wrestling.
Yes, we do.
I am not drunk enough. I am, like, flat packed out.
You're flat packed out.
I have blood blisters everywhere.
A blood blister. It's nasty.
I have not done my DDP yoga. I think I can get like my leg. Oh God! Oh God! I'm gonna miss there. I'm there. I'm there. I'm there. Almost. Ah!
You're gonna hit yourself in the morning for that, buddy.
That sucked. Everything hurts. Terrible. We're in doubt. Take us out, Hambone. What do you got?
Ah. Aloha.
Перебиты поломаны крылья, серой болью всю душу свело, кокаина серебряной пылью, все дороги пути.